Title: California Fair Claims Settlement Practices Regulations Upheld Following a Near-Decade-Long Legal Challenge to Their Enforceability. Content: Following nearly a decade of uncertainty as to their enforceability, the California Court of Appeal upheld key components of the California Fair Claims Settlement Practices Regulations on September 20, 2018, and affirmed that the California Insurance Commissioner has the authority to penalize insurers for engaging in improper claim settlement practices based upon even a single act of misconduct. 1. History of the Unfair Insurance Practices Act and Fair Claims Settlement Practices Regulations. In 1959, the California legislature enacted the Unfair Insurance Practices Act, UIPA, Cal. Ins. Code 790, etc., in order to regulate trade practices in the business of insurance by defining and prohibiting unfair or deceptive acts or practices. In 1971, the legislature enacted 790.10, authorizing the commissioner to promulgate regulations as are necessary to administer the UIPA. The following year, in 1972, the legislature enacted 790.03H, which prohibits 16 enumerated unfair claim settlement practices by insurers, if knowingly committed or performed with such frequency as to indicate a general business practice. In 1979, the California Supreme Court decided Royal Globe Insurance Company v. Superior Court, 1979, 23 Cal. 3d 880, in which it resolved several disputes concerning the operation of the UIPA. First, the court held that 790.03H was not limited to a basis for imposing administrative penalties, but rather a third-party claimant could bring a civil action against an insurer to impose liability against it based upon its commission of the unfair practices contained in such statute. Second, the court held that the claimant could establish that an insurer had engaged in a business practice prescribed by 790.03H through a single violation knowingly committed. Finally, the court held that the third-party claimant could not sue both the insured and the insurer in the same action, but rather had to wait to sue the insurer until the liability of the insured had been first determined. 9 years later, in Maradishalal v. A Fireman S. Fund Insurance Companies, 1988, 46 Cal. 3d 287, the California Supreme Court reversed Royal Globe's holding that 790.03 created a private right of action against an insurer that commits one the acts prescribed in 790.03H. Hence, in the wake of Maradishalal, only the commissioner could sue an insurer for violating the UIPA, and the available relief was limited to a cease and desist order. Further, Maradishalal indicated that Royal Globe's holding that a single act of misconduct could constitute a violation of 790.03 was unfounded. Accordingly, the following year, in 1989, the legislature enacted Cal. Ins. Code 790.035, which authorizes the imposition of additional financial penalties for violations of 790.03, and 2. grants the commissioner the discretion to establish what constitutes an act for purposes of imposing these new penalties. In 1992, the commissioner promulgated the Fair Claims Settlement Practice Regulations, the Regulations 10 Calories Code. Regs 2695.1 to 2695.14, which became effective in January 1993. The regulations prescribe how insurers must process insurance claims and authorize the commissioner to penalize an insurer for engaging in prohibited claim settlement practices. Notably, the regulations authorize the commissioner to penalize an insurer based upon a single act, if the act was knowingly committed, and defines the knowingly committed component so as to include not only those acts performed with actual knowledge, but also those acts performed with implied or constructive knowledge, including, but not limited to, that which is implied by operation of law, too. The cloud of doubt as to the enforceability of the regulations. In 2012, a California administrative law judge, an ALJ, issued a pretrial order in Re Globe Life and Accident Insurance Company holding, among other things, that the regulations unlawfully eliminated the general business practice test from the statute. The California Department of Insurance, the CDI, did not appeal such order and ultimately dismissed the case on August 29, 2016. Even so, the issuance of such pretrial order cast doubt over the future enforceability of the regulations, which doubt was not resolved until the Court of Appeals issued its decision in Pacific Air Life and H.